Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Barbara Welton back on the show. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998, the year we founded the Brain Trust, just the year after we started doing the show. And we couldn't do without her. She's been with us so many times over the years, helping us understand how to plan our taxes, how to pay our taxes, how to keep the IRS happy if that's in any way possible. And she's the author of 1,001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for Small Businesses. Also, the classic Small Business Taxes 2009, and I'm sure 2010 is out or on the way. She's our good friend, Barbara Welton. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot.
It's good to have you back. Okay. So the 2009, that's the new one, right?
No, the 2010 was out, and I'm working on 2011.
Oh, okay. So we're already ready to start thinking about planning. The 2010 is the one you should get for your planning, right?
That's correct.
2009 is the one you should get for your
The 2010 was for preparing 2009 returns.
Okay, all right. So there you go. I can't keep up. She's got so many of these things coming out, folks. Okay, Barbara, there's something really ugly and really sick going on, among many other things. But there's one particularly sick and disgusting thing that's working its way through Congress right now, and with regard to how sub-S distributions are taxed. Would you talk to the audience about that, please?
Sure. What the government wants to do as a way to raise money on the backs of small business,
yeah,
is to start taxing S-corporations as if the owners were partners or self-employed people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, self-employed people pay self-employment tax, which covers Social Security and Medicare, on their net earnings. In other words, it doesn't matter what they take out of the business, it's what their share of the profits.
Right.
That's what they pay tax, the self-employment tax on. Now they want to extend that to S-corporation shareholders who right now only pay FICA on their salary.
Right.
So even though they pay income tax on all of their profits, they only pay Social Security and Medicare taxes on their salary that they take. Now they want to tax them more like self-employed people.
And
there's a wrinkle to that, because not all S corporations. It's only really the really small S corporations, which are most of the businesses that,
right,
I know.
Exactly, no question about it. So folks, you know, if you have an S corp and you pay yourself, you know, X dollars a year salary, which you pay all the full payroll tax on, and at the end of the year somehow you have a profit that comes to you. Here's the thing, Barbara. If let's say your company makes $10,000 profit on the bottom line,
mm-hmm,
that money, that $10,000 profit is going to go to your personal income tax as income.
Correct.
For which you will pay income tax.
No question.
And they're talking about now you adding the FICA and the Social Security to that. But here's the thing, Barbara. You and I both know that most of the time the business owner doesn't have that $10,000 in cash.
Well, that's the difficulty. Is
they're going to tax you? They're going to make you pay payroll tax on income that is that has been absorbed by the business in the form of receivables, inventory, et cetera,
of course. And that's really the problem. But really the outrage about this is that people formed businesses based on a concept of taxation. They,
right,
chose to be S corporations, let's say, rather than limited liability companies, and now they're going to change the game in midstream. And it's really just going after the small business owner to raise taxes.
The entity that's going to, if we pull out of this recession and this recovery, it's going to be small business owners. So how do we stop this, Barbara?
Well, there is a big hue and cry. First of all, pointing out that this is in the Senate version of the extender bill. The House version that passed by around Memorial Day did not have this provision. So a lot
the
of people...
The Senate is sticking it in there?
Yes.
Ah.
The Senate bill. So
then does it have to go back to the House?
It would have to go back. And there's a lot of sentiment and you know, a lot of people, not just you talking about it, but... It's really become a topic and a lot of opposition. So it's not clear whether this will be a provision that will wind up in the bill at the end.
Okay, folks, you need to get the word out to your members of Congress and tell them what's going on, because this is something we need to stop. This is ridiculous. And there are millions of S-Corps out there that are trying to get this economy going again. This is not the way to do it, not to increase taxes on small businesses. 20 till Barbara Wetman and I. We'll be back right back after these messages. Stay with us.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.